Hey, I know I told y'all I was gonna have this stuff free joint out, but now I don't know excuse shit. It's by the grace of God, I started getting real busy. I started working again after sitting down penniless for 9 months. So a lot of times when I tell y'all I take dropping on a certain date and I miss that, it's because I'm overwhelmed with work. I just really don't trust people to get things done, or at least not as thorough as I would. You know what I'm saying? Because most of my life, people gave me more excuses than results. And I learned early not to blame other people for my misfortunes. I'm the CEO of my life. You the CEO of your life. And if me or you, we hire incompetent motherfucker, and they botch the job, it's not their fault. It's ours. So that's why I pretty much do everything myself. And I record my own music. I direct and cast my own videos. I make my own beats. I strategize my own marketing promotions. I work my own records at radio. I even do my own PR work. I design, package, and ship my own merchandise, you know what I'm saying? Even update the websites and shit. Like, I need help with that. But, you know, good help is hard to find. Now, if any of y'all listening think you can help me with that, make sure you hit me. Fucking hit me on Instagram, DM me, you know what I'm saying? I try to answer as much as I can. At Troy Ave, shit like that. I ain't these other niggas. Most of these niggas got more money than ego, or more ego than money. And that's why they don't go nowhere. My grandfather always used to say they too cool for school, so they pockets look a fool. Anybody want to be the big boss and give orders and nigga, I ain't on that type of shit, nigga. I'm the boss that get his hands dirty. I'm the boss that'll cook a bird in the chat and bag it up just to make sure it's done right. Watch all these fake real nigga bosses. They easy to identify. Just listen to them talk. People always tell you who they are. If they telling you, yeah, I got shooters and yeah, I got goons and yeah, and the world famous ones, yeah, my young boys are run down. Nigga, 9 times out of 10, that mean they pussy. That's a fact. They relying on other people to get the job done. And when it come down, when it come down and niggas run down, what they gonna do? They gonna dumb down straight up. I'm down to do everything by myself. And that's how I became successful. That's my message to everybody, man. Because when a person who held responsible to take care of A, B, and C ain't around for whatever reason, whether because they got exposed to being a fuck nigga or just life happens and you ain't got them around, then what you going to do? A, B, and C ain't going to get done no more? Fuck that. Or you got to sacrifice to compromise your integrity just to get a job done? And they learn how to do everything. It's like opening a restaurant. I mean, the restaurant going to say, yeah, Troy Ave's, but shit, that don't mean Troy Ave's just got to collect the money. Troy Ave might cook the food. Troy Ave might seat the people. Troy Ave might wash a dish, mop the floor. Like, nigga, I'm going to get shit done. And it all goes down to motherfuckers just having too much ego to get the job done. And I like to get the job done. I say all that to say, that's why I ain't put out this mixtape immediately. Because I was getting busy working, trying to catch up. And then, you know, I had to regroup. And I'm like, hold on, man. Let me not forget why I'm busy working. Like, I'm busy working because y'all, the fans, the real ones. I mean, I call y'all the real ones. All my supporters, y'all out here supporting my music. So that's how I'm getting booked. And, you know, I can't forget that. Like, straight up, it's all about prioritizing. Like, the first thing I did when I bought a big-ass crib was I put a studio in there because I know the studio. So it helped me to get that, you know what I'm saying? So pretty much, as far as me right now, I'm recording from an airport. And I said, I'm going to call in my studio. I'm going to call Kwabi Kwab, my engineer. He's going to record it over the phone. And we're going to get it done because I want to give y'all results, not excuses. I don't just talk the talk. I walk the walk. Same thing I expect from other people is what I expect in myself. So my bad for all the late delays, but now this is me giving y'all results. I'm calling from the airport, getting the interludes done, and we're going to drop this down for free tape. Same way, it's a blessing because last year I was calling from jail, getting it done, you know what I'm saying, over the phone, and I'm bugging. I'm saying watching the finals, and I'm like, damn, I remember we betting buckets of commissary in jail watching the finals, you know what I'm saying? And now it's for a nigga to be out, home, live, well, blessed. And I'll be playing myself if I ain't go super hard and share this music with y'all. Word.